With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life. Retirement specialists getting you ready for your second life.
The big event of last night was the Late Late Toy Show. And with me to review the toy show is Niamh O'Reilly, who's a freelance journalist, and Melanie Finn, entertainment correspondent with the Irish Independent. Now, Melanie, in the interest of full disclosure at the outset, I will admit that wanting to be a properly prepared professional, I said to myself, going to be discussing this with Mel in the morning, I must sit and watch the Late Late Toy Show. I did set a record for myself, which is I got a good 8.5 minutes into it before I went to bed. So I may not be as entirely abreast of what occurred last night as would be ideal. Fill me in.
You knew I would sit up and do the long slog, didn't you?
The hard yards,
yes, yep. Till midnight. It was amazing. It was feel good, festive fun. There was nothing not to like about it. It started off with Paddy Kilty himself as the Grinch into the studio, full ensemble, and then they had Liam Neeson do the intro. So obviously it was based around the Dr. Seuss classic 1957 book being adapted. I don't know if you've seen the Jim Carrey movie.
I have.
It's a bit weird. It gets a bit dark in places. Bit of a fever dream going on for Jim Carrey there. But it was a great choice.
The Grinch was, let's not underestimate how actually mean the Grinch was. Poor little Cindy Lou Who, he treated her like muck.
He did. It was a weird adaptation in 2000 that we had. But it was the usual plethora of really talented, all singing, all dancing, tiny children running around the stage, very animated. And then it was straight into the segments with the toy demonstrators. And the highlight for me, I think, was this duo, two friends, Declan and Keelan. And Keelan has tics and Tourette's. And he was explaining how that affected him, and his friend was really supportive, and you could see him giving him looks, you know, and I'm here for you kind of thing. And just as he had relaxed, you know, live TV, the biggest televisual event of the whole year, they pop Roy Keane onto him and he's just like so excited, you know. And I just think fair play to that little lad, like the courage it takes to go on something like that, knowing you're going to be watched by possibly upwards of 1 million viewers. I think that was amazing. We also had loads of cameos from various celebrities, from Lewis Capaldi to C-Matt. You see, you were like, I missed all these people.
I missed C-Matt, not again. Now, you would be good on the financial side of all of this. Yeah. This, I assume, is a massive money spin.
Massive.
For RTE,
yeah. It's one of the biggest ones. Now, they keep it all under wraps. But, I mean, packages can go up to 89,000 euros. It used to be the one for everyone
for
in the audience.
For advertisers or for competitions?
For the premium package, right. Yes, to advertise. And then, you know, the one for everyone in the audience, that costs 10,000 euros for companies to advertise. They do keep it very under wraps, but you're talking anything up to 500,000 euros, even with the drop in revenue that's happening for legacy media. It's a huge cash cow for RTE. And why wouldn't it be? You know, it's an amazing show. And it's one of the few things that we sit down now as a nation and we all go, right, here's the toy show. Let's all watch it as a family, because there's very few live entertainment events like that. And of course, it celebrated its 50th anniversary this year, 1975, since Gabo reluctantly showcased the toy show with an arched eyebrow.
A text saying, Anton, the two friends minding each other with the boy who had Tourette's was simply beautiful. I'm a grouchy 56-year-old and I loved it, says Frank. 53106 or 087-1400-106 on WhatsApp. Niamh O'Reilly is with us as well. Niamh, what was your take?
Yeah, very similar. I mean, I wouldn't say I am the world's biggest fan of the toy show, and I'm probably guilty of, you know, taking aim at it over the years. But this is the third year I think Patrick Kilty has hosted, and I really felt like he settled into the role, and he has a really nice energy about him. He's not as manic as perhaps Ryan Tubridy would have been. But yet he's still down with the kids and he's still on the floor with them and he's still having fun with them. But he just seems to have a calmer kind of energy, and it just felt very genuine, very heartfelt. And it was the first year in ages I'd sat down to watch it beginning to end. And it was actually a really good show. And I would just echo that Keelan and Dara were terrific. And I think two young kids, 10 years old, weren't afraid to show emotion. And we have had so much discussion this year about what is masculinity for young boys and, you know, what is sort of the role models, you know, and things we should be showing for young kids, and how do we model, you know, behaviour for young boys. And I just thought this was fantastic. You couldn't have seen a more positive example of masculinity. And then Roy Keane, you know, hard man as he is, comes out and compliments the two friends for supporting one another and being, you know, not afraid to show emotion. I just thought that was the moment of the night for me.
Can I ask, Melanie, you said earlier on about the Gay being reluctant, and he was dragged into doing it in the first place, but the style in which Gay did it was, Gay was the slightly irascible, benign uncle figure in a jumper, and all of the attention was poured onto the kids and the toys. Over the years, it has come to centre around the host much more. So it's a sort of a song and dance routine with the host at the centre. Was that the case this year?
No, absolutely not. And I think it moved towards the presenter as the performer, the chief performer under its previous presenter. It was a lot more about them. Whereas Paddy Kilty's happy just to sit back and go, guys, this is your night. This is your show. Have at it. And I think he did an amazing job. Hasn't been an easy year for him. And he obviously just put everything in the back of his head and just went, let's go for it here. And it was really interesting. He told me that Liam Neeson, they didn't think that he would do it. They thought he would say no. And so when he did it, he was completely bowled over. You know, he's like, he's a hero where I'm from. And I asked him if he had any pre-show nerves. And he said, yes. He said, the day you get comfortable on the Late Late Toy Show is the day, you know, you're going to die absolutely on your face. He said, you have to have those nerves. You have to have those performance anxiety issues. And he says that at the end of every toy show, they usually take away the set, you know, but they leave it there because they donate the toys to charity. And he just goes back and he sits in the audience and he looks back at the set with all the toys assembled. And he thinks to himself, wow, you were a part of that. And that is a part of Irish television history. And I think he did a brilliant job. He is very calm, like Niamh said. He's happy to take the kids, you know, have at it. And I think his background as a live comedian performer really stands to him, because he's not afraid to kind of go off script. Like there was very few moments where, and I think you get the TV gold, where the kids just go, I'm just going to, I said one thing in rehearsal, I'm not going to say that anymore. I'm going to say something completely different. This is my time to shine. This is my time to be a meme forever, you know. And there was one bit where there was a little girl and he went to walk away to the next segment and she goes, I just lost my tooth. So he came, oh, you'll get money for that now. And he's like, you could see in his face, I literally have 2 seconds to get to the next segment or I'm dead, you know. So from that point of view, I think he played a blinder. I love seeing him do it. His contract does come to an end next year. It was a 3-year contract that he signed. So I asked him when I was interviewing him for the Indo, like, what's the story? And he said, you just never know what's around the corner for you in life. You never know what's going to happen with showbiz. I don't know. I would love to see him.
They're going to renew.
I hope so. Well, look, you've got the inside intel there.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm all about inside intel, me. Niamh, in respect of the toy producers in this, does it still sell toys? Because that was the original objective, not so much to sell the toys, but to give parents a sense of what was on the market. Is that still relevant in today's day and age?
I don't know about the other listeners, but like my children are 6 and 9 and our Santa Claus letter has been written weeks in advance, probably shortly after Halloween. So this is a done deal. Santa's already working on what they want. So in terms of it being something for the kids to get ideas, I think, you know, that ship has sailed. And I think Santa and the elves are working on everything. So I'm not sure if it really does, you know, what it originally set out to do. But I will say this year, I feel like they did have a lot more attention on the toy testing, because I think that has been a criticism levelled at it in the past, that it's more about sort of these celebrity bits and pieces and comedy bits in it and less about the toys. But I felt there was a lot of toys and a lot of little reviews in it, and it felt a little bit more like toy shows gone by, you know, in the era of Gabo and maybe even Pat Kenny, where there was a lot more focus on toys. So I don't know, maybe they took that on board or not.
Still say Pat riding an elephant on has to be the best that's ever been done.
No, it's ripping up the tickets. Do you remember he ripped up the tickets?
No, the elephant was top. Pat credit for riding an elephant on these days. That's not bad going.
That was pretty good, yeah.
Patrick Healy is actually very good at the toy show. He's not trying to be all bells and whistles. He just listens to the kids. Another best toy show ever. Mm-hmm. Keelty nailed it. He's found his happy place.
I absolutely agree. I think it really has, you know, and it was so nice, the 50th anniversary, because I would have grown up watching the toy show. I mean, there was only two channels in the 80s, so you know, choice. And, you know, it's the generation now of their own kids and you're carrying on that tradition. And, you know, my youngest, I guess, is seven of the three lads. So we're not going to have that much longer doing that. You know, soon it's going to be like, Mom, will you rev me on a night out? So there is a real nostalgia factor for us because, and you're going to slag me for being sappy, but it's so ephemeral, childhood. Like everyone says it flies by and you're like, no, I'm so tired. It's so intense. It doesn't fly by. It flies by. It really does. Like my eldest is now 12. So, I mean, I'm not going to get that many more years out of the toy show. So I know you're going to slap me.
You're
going
to cry.
Again, I cried enough last night. Tissues at the ready. No.
Mel, thank you. Likewise, Niamh, thank you very much. That is Melanie Finn, entertainment correspondent with the Irish Independent, Niamh O'Reilly, freelance journalist.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.